Football on Off the Ball.
With Sky. All the football you love in one place. Across Sky Sports, BT Sport and Premier Sports.
All right, for our final football show before Christmas, I'm delighted to be joined by a man who's had a very good 2021. He has played every single minute for Anderlecht in the Belgian League so far this season. And he also started every single competitive game for the Republic of Ireland, playing more minutes than anybody across the World Cup qualifiers. Josh Cullen is with us. How are you keeping, Josh?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you. I'm very good.
A very good year by all accounts.
Yeah, no, it's been good. It's been enjoyable. Enjoying my football for club and country, playing a lot of games, injury free, which is always good as well. I'm happy with how things have gone this season. Like I said, on both fronts with club and country, and hopefully I can keep improving as a player and long may it continue.
Yeah, 15 years building to be an overnight sensation.
Yeah, exactly. Not a lot of the hard work throughout the years is seen, I suppose, the ups and downs, the sacrifices and the knockbacks along the way. To become a senior international for my country is obviously the biggest dream, I suppose, that a young boy into football can have, and to represent in my country a lot of times this year has been absolutely fantastic. The same with my club at Anderlecht. For things to happen quickly and click into gear, but yes, a lot of hard work along the way.
The success with the two has gone hand in hand over the past year, I assume, because you're playing first team football. Suddenly then, having been in and around the squad at the start under Stephen Kenny, suddenly you become a major force. How different does it feel as a player when you're actually playing week in, week out at club, when you link up with the international squad? Is it a much easier experience?
I think it's massive for any player to be playing regular football. I think it's tough if you're not playing at club level and you go into the international setup and your match fitness might not quite be there. And obviously where the windows have been busy, you don't even really get the chance to have a 4 weeks training with with the international team. So I think it's been, massive that I've been playing regularly. And like I said, being able to stay injury free and feel fit. So I'm going into the camps with Ireland. Feeling fit, feeling confident and knowing where my game is at and you just sort of roll into it in a confident mood and trusting yourself and trusting your body and you're raring to go every time.
The majority of the, I guess, 15 years so far in football have been spent at West Ham. You had a couple of years out on loan at different clubs, successful spell at Charlton, but making that final decision to leave West Ham and to move to Anderlecht on a permanent basis, was it a straightforward decision in the end?
Well, of course, it was a tough decision because by no means did West Ham force me to out the door or say that they want me to. It was my decision. So it was a tough decision. Like you said, I spent 15 years at West Ham and obviously it's a club that I grew up supporting and will always have a massive place in my heart. But it was made easier, the decision, I suppose, by when you have a club the size of Anderlecht with the history and the ambition moving forward. And it was a project. And when I sort of heard about it and spoke about it and discussed it with a few people, it just really ticked every box for me.
What are the boxes?
To come and play regular football, to come and play for a massive club that wants to win things in Belgium and get back to the top of Belgian football where it belongs. Obviously, the manager here was a big draw because, probably don't need to say too much. His stature as a player speaks for itself. So to come and play under him and the style of football that I knew we'd be trying to play, I felt suited me. So, there's a lot of boxes that were ticked. And, like I said, it was a tough decision, but made easier by the club I was coming to. And, it just all fell into place. And obviously, I'm delighted that I chose to make the step and come here.
I'm wary of overplaying the decision to move abroad because, well, Anderlecht in Belgium, maybe you're as close to London from there as you would have been if you moved to Newcastle or Sunderland or somebody like that. But it is, while more and more players from Ireland or England are starting to go to the mainland in Europe, it's still seen as something unusual. In a way, quite often it's almost seen as a step back, bizarrely, despite the size of a club like Anderlecht, who won European trophies. Was the fact that it was outside of English football, was that weighing on your decision at all?
Probably to start with, yeah. I think you, like you said, outside of Ireland and England, well, I think in Ireland and England, sorry, we're very focused on the Premier League and the British leagues. And yeah, obviously, I don't think I ever grew up thinking, oh, I would love to go and play abroad. But like I said, it wasn't so much just going to play abroad and play in Europe. It was the club that I was coming to play for and the whole project. So I think it's really important for, if any sort of advice I could give to players thinking about it, not just to think, oh yeah, I will go abroad, but really think of the club you're going to. And obviously that was massive for me, and coming to a great club like this. And like I said, I'm just, yeah, delighted that I took the opportunity to come here. And I feel like it's obviously benefited me in my club career and benefited me on the international stage as well.
You mentioned you're working with Vincent Kompany, such a legend and such a leader of Manchester City. In terms of what he wants you to do in the middle of midfield for Anderlecht, as a player, what are the differences between playing in the Belgian League in the middle of midfield and, say, playing with Charlton in the Championship in terms of time in the ball and in terms of what's expected of you when you have the ball?
Yeah, I think the manager here is very detailed and probably, yeah, certainly in club football, one of, if not the most detailed managers I've worked under. So your role is so clear in and out of possession, and the amount of time we spend on it, it becomes so clear in your mind, not only what is expected of you and your role in the team, but other people's roles as well. So you sort of become a well-oiled team, and yeah, it's just, I feel, like I said, the style of football, and before I come here, knowing the style of football that the manager would try to play, I feel like it suits me in and out of possession. Obviously, we're a possession-based team, and I like to be on the ball and try and dictate the tempo of games, and obviously, try and dictate the game and help my team be dominant in the game. And then out of possession, we press, which I feel is a strength of mine as well. So, it's just been a really good fit, I'd say, me personally. Coming here and the way the manager wants to play, I think it suits my strengths.
Earlier on the show, we had John Giles on. He's with us every Thursday, one of the great Irish midfielders. And he would often talk about that role of central midfield, how you grow with age, that every single game you play in the central midfield, you learn a little bit more, and that it's not one of those positions that you peak at a young age, that actually as you get into your late 20s, early 30s, that's when you start to perfect it. Is that what your feeling is as you're, 25 now, that actually the understanding of positioning and when to press and, you know, when to control and, you know, when to take the easy pass, when to take the risk, that you're getting better at making those sort of decisions?
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. I think, what you said there is definitely correct. And not only getting older, but playing games, I think, is key. And obviously to come to Anderlecht and play as many games as I can, that's the way you learn, by being out on the pitch and being in situations that you might not have faced before, that might be a little bit unusual to begin with. But like you said, you learn from it, and your knowledge of the game just becomes greater. And in the long run, I think that'll only improve you as a player. So, I totally agree with that. And like I said, I know I've got a lot of development I can still do, a lot of improving, and I'll keep working hard to do that. And look forward to where I can get to.
He's the kind of man who wouldn't leave you a crumb on a plate. If City ring up this morning and say, come on then, what's the price? He will say it's X. It's not X minus 10%.
OTB AM, live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
I've seen you speak before about your journey and how every player's journey is different, and some make that breakthrough. The obvious comparison with a Declan Rice, who makes the breakthrough at a very young age, and others then who go on a slightly different journey. Yours at one stage looked like it'd be very similar to Declan Rice. You're 15 years at West Ham, come in as a young kid in the academy, very much leaving as a man, I presume. You played three times for West Ham in the Premier League. I think the first of them was, like, you make your Premier League debut at Anfield when West Ham are 3-0 up. You're coming on in injury time. West Ham are 3-0 up at Liverpool at Anfield for your Premier League debut. Like, that is living the dream. Is that how it felt at the time? Did you feel like, I've made it?
No, I never felt, I probably still don't feel now that I've made it. But obviously, at the time, it was a dream come true to make my Premier League debut for West Ham away at Anfield. The team's 3-0 up. That is something you dream about. I think West Ham hadn't won at Anfield for maybe 52 years before that. So to be coming on 3-0 up, it was incredible. And like I said, yeah, definitely a dream come true. And if you would have told someone that, yeah, probably 5 or 10 years before that, that would be happening, they would probably say, because of the record, obviously, I just mentioned, you're mad. But yeah, like I said, it was a dream come true. But yeah, on the other side, I've never been comfortable thinking I've made it, because I know that there's always competition in every team, in every squad you're in. Everyone else is working hard to improve, so you have to constantly keep working hard to improve. So yeah, for me, it's never a case of thinking I've made it. It's keep working hard and being relentless to try and improve and become a better player and keep trying to develop.
It must be difficult keeping almost expectations of the people around you at a reasonable level after a moment like that as well, because I'm sure family, friends, everyone's looking at it and thinking, well, the natural next step is you get more substitute appearances, you start making your way more and more into the first team, that it's a straightforward path, that actually not being burdened by those expectations must be a difficult thing when you're a young kid.
Yeah, of course. And I think it's important, like you said, to have good people around you. And I've certainly had that my whole life and my whole footballing career. And I still do now. I don't think I'm the type of character to get carried away with myself, but I think, like I said, that comes from the people around me. It's just about being humble, staying humble and keep working hard, because I think we've seen in football, you see in life, you see in professional sport, that as quick as you're going up the mountain, you can be falling off the other side. So I think it's important to stay level-headed and appreciate the good moments. It's very important to do that. Appreciate the good moments, enjoy them with the people that mean a lot to you, but not get carried away, because like I said, you never know what's around the corner, and you have to keep focused on what you want to do. And I think that's the only way to get the best out of yourself over the long run in your career.
Looking at the Irish side of your career, at first yourself and Declan Rice emerged together and you're playing the middle midfield at underage teams, and then obviously Declan decides to go one way, and I'd imagine it was a bit frustrating for you, because I think because you were so closely linked to club level and a similar background, that there seemed to be questions about what would go on with your international career, whether you'd stick with Ireland, whether it was a possibility as your club career progressed that maybe you could also potentially switch back to England. Was there ever any question in your mind as to what colour jersey be wearing at international level?
No, never for me. From the moment I started representing Ireland, it was straightforward that I loved every minute of it, and that's where I wanted to be. And it was quite nice it was obviously amazing to make my competitive debut, but quite nice, I mean, in just the sense that could be put to bed and that everyone could see that I'm 150% committed to Ireland, and hopefully that shows through from how I sort of try to carry myself off the pitch and how I try and give 100% every time I put on the jersey, whether that be in training or in games for Ireland. And for me, it was never a question.
What is the connection with Ireland?
Through my dad's side, my dad's mum and dad. Both Irish. Unfortunately, passed away now, but every time I stand and hear the national anthem, it's a really special moment. I wish they could have been around still, I suppose, to watch the games and see me represent Ireland. But I know they're looking down, and it's a really special moment every time.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be incredibly proud, and particularly with how the last year has gone, you've become such an important figure in the team. For, well, I think for as much as how Stephen Kenny wants to play the game. I'm sure you're aware there's a never-ending debate around style of football when it comes to the Ireland team. Like, there's results, but there's then what Irish football wants to be about. And it does seem your role is maybe the most key of all, because you're probably more touches than anybody in the middle of midfield. And that decision, whether it's a simple five-yard ball or a backwards pass, that can see Ireland been sort of... And maybe this was the criticism earlier in the campaign, that there was a criticism of overplaying at the back, where actually it seems more and more now you're playing those real quick, fast, effective balls forward, not afraid to go long, not afraid to whip it out to the wings. Do you feel that sense of responsibility as to how Ireland's style of play is, that a lot of it revolves around you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think, like you said, the position you play is obviously key to be able to play the style of football that we want to play as a team. So but it's something I enjoy. That's a style that I've been fortunate enough to play my whole career, really. Coming up through the West Ham Academy, it was always trying to play. It was never shying away. It was always wanting the ball in tight situations and being brave to go and get on it and yeah, trying to affect the game from the middle of midfield and get the team ticking. So yeah, obviously there is a big onus on that position, but I think there's an onus on every position. You see, the goalkeepers now have to be sort of brilliant with their feet to allow the style of play, the defenders as well. The strikers have to know the movements to be in the positions to offer us options when we're trying to play that style of football. So yeah, I think earlier on, obviously, once the manager took charge, it took a little bit of time, but these things take time, and it definitely is even harder for a manager at international level, because you don't get that much time to spend with the players. But I think now, over recent times, we're starting to see the rewards results-wise. And yeah, I'm sure it all bodes well for the future, playing a good style of football and getting results, which is ultimately the aim.
Particularly difficult over the last year or so with COVID and maybe restrictions on the amount of time players can spend together, because I presume when you are trying to implement a new style of play, like, trust is absolute key in the players around you, and an understanding of movement and where one player is going to go, and if you play this ball that he'll understand it. Has it been difficult international level to get on that same wavelength in comparison to, say, the club game where you're playing twice a week, you're training every single day?
Yeah, and I think, like you mentioned there, especially when the manager first took charge, the amount of injuries and COVID cases and close contacts and stuff like that we were hit with meant that it was like a revolving door, really. People coming in and people having to leave the camp. And yeah, it takes time. Of course it does. But we've had a good few camps together now, managed to get some good work in on the training field, as well as trying to put it into practice in games. And like I said, I think we're seeing the rewards right now.
It seems weird almost to be talking about the season and the year in a positive fashion, considering the ultimate aim at the start was to qualify for the World Cup, and that hasn't happened. But the results at the end, it does feel like there's a bit of a feel-good factor around the international side and about the future, and Stephen Kenny's contract is up for negotiation at the moment. Is your sense that this is just starting and that you feel that this is the manager to guide you through the next qualification campaign?
Yeah, 100%. I think I said it in one of my press conferences in the last camp, that as players, we're 100% behind the manager, and we want him to stay because we're enjoying the style of football we're playing. We're getting positive results now. And yeah, it's like I said, it's something that takes time to come in and try and implement a new style, especially on an international team, is tough. So yeah, for me, the right thing is to give the manager a new contract and allow him to keep developing us as a team. And I'm very confident that if that happens, then we'll see rewards in trying to qualify for the next tournament.
It's great to talk to you, Josh. I presume you're going through that footballer's Christmas where there's little or no time for the turkey and ham. It's match after match after match.
Yeah, we play in the cup on the 23rd, Thursday night, and then we have a game on the 27th. So yeah, it'll be, yeah.
The quiet one.
Not too many roast potatoes, not too many, of the bad stuff just floating around at Christmas. But hopefully we can, then we have a winter break after that. So hopefully we can finish off the first half of the season with two good results and look forward to to a good 2022.
Yeah, here's hoping. Josh, very best of luck with it all. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. No problem.
Football on Off the Ball. With Sky. All the football you love in one place. Across Sky Sports, BT Sport and Premier Sports.